Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Meredith Zien, Extension District 4-H Agent Carla Hightower. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning.
Now, with the 4-H season wrapping up and into a new one, we get the lovely achievement night. We get to celebrate some kids, and you're going to go over that today.
Yeah, Miami County's achievement night is actually November 9th, and this is where we celebrate all the accomplishments that our 4-Hers have had throughout the past year. As you know, our 4-H year actually runs October 1st through September 30th. So we've been doing different things and having our kids apply for awards, do their, you know, fill out their record books and all of this, and that all gets recognized at our November 9th achievement celebration. So I just want to kind of give you an idea of some of the awards that our kids are earning and that will be recognized that night. We recognize, of course, key award winners, which the key award is the top award for Kansas 4-H, or one of the top awards for Kansas 4-H. It has a bunch of different requirements, but some of the basic ones is you have to be 16 years or older. You have had to be a member of 4-H for over, I think, 4 years. And you also have to have done a lot of leadership within your club and your community and presentations. You would have to promote 4-H to outside groups, all those different things. So it really is the top award that you can get in Kansas 4-H. And we have a couple who are going to receive that on November 9th. We also, here in the Meredith Zien District, we do the I Dare You Award, and that is kind of for kids that are 14 and up, and it is basically but daring them to be leaders, basically, is the I Dare You Award. So it's basically for those kids that are starting in leadership and starting to do the leadership in their community, in their country, in their school, or their club, in their school. And, you know, they fill out an application and get that award. And we have several that are going to receive that. We also do PIN, membership achievement PINs, which are, that's basically kind of goes up. It starts, you start out with like your membership PIN, and there's very few requirements for that. And as you grow through the 4-H program, you can get different PINs until you're up to the Gold Guard is our top PIN. And that is for those kids that have been in leadership. And if you see the theme of leadership here, but, you know, they're doing lots of project work. They're doing lots of things at their club level, at their county level, and even at the state level to help grow and learn more about their projects and grow themselves as a person as well. And then we also do those record books. So we actually in the district here had 152 record books turned in, which is awesome. And this is where they actually tell a little bit about what they've done in each project, in their projects. So, you know, it could be a beef record book about all the things they did while they raised their steers and heifers and all the things they did in the beef project. Or it can be a foods and nutrition record book where they talk about the things they did in that foods project and all the meals that they prepared and donations that they gave to community and that type of thing. So we will be recognizing all of those record books winners as well that day, and project winners. We have what we call county champions, so our top record books in each age division gets to be county champion, so they're a Miami County champion for that, and there's a lot of fun. We also recognize at our achievement celebration the our seniors who are graduating here in May of 2026, so we give them kind of a senior send-off to kind of, you know, one of the things, to kind of thank them for being a 4-H member and also to kind of let them know that they are appreciated for staying in 4-H and staying active and involved. This year, we have something new in Kansas. We're doing the Beyond Ready Wildcat recognition for 8th graders. That's across the state, and so we'll be recognizing our 8th grade 4-H members with that recognition. We also recognize our club leaders and give them a little gift for being club leaders and mentors throughout the year and making sure that our 4-H members are getting that valuable club experience. And so, yeah, so that's our achievement celebration. Like I said, the Miami County one is November 9th. It runs from about 4 o'clock to 5:30, usually about an hour for the awards presentation, and then we have a supper, which RSVPs already had to be in for that. But, you know, anybody's, we have a lot of fun, and we look forward to celebrating all the achievements that our Miami County 4-H'ers have done, and I know a lot of other counties are doing theirs as well, and congratulations to all the 4-H'ers who are getting those achievements and doing the great work that we'd love to see our youth do, and like to recognize them for it.
Yeah, good to get a chance to highlight all the kids that did a phenomenal job. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory.